KQED.
School's out for summer, and for some kids that means carefree summer days. For others, it can mean going hungry. Thousands of schools, community centers, and libraries serve free meals to kids during the summer, but they only reach 1 in 5 children who qualify for free or reduced-priced lunch during the school year. Aaron Mendelson explains.
For a librarian, Brian Boyce puts up with a lot of noise. In the teen zone of Oakland's biggest public library, kids play video games and nobody whispers. It's a few minutes after noon.
Would you like a lunch?
Boyce makes the rounds. Once he's got a count, he wheels out an old cart. It's the kind you'd use to reshelve books and movies, but this one carts around shrink-wrapped lunches.
I can see in some of the teens' eyes that this is a really big service to them and that it means a lot to their health.
On this summer afternoon, the library serves 42 lunches to kids under 18. About 20 of those kids eat in the teen zone on the second floor. The rest are served in the basement, in a makeshift cafeteria staffed by volunteers. Here, parents bring younger kids, like Janice Pang. She's getting ready for sixth grade in the fall, and today she's here to enjoy the meal.
Sandwich with ham and celery and apple and milk. It tastes really good.
So you and your sister come here a lot?
Well, we don't come here a lot, but we come here like a few times a week.
Yeah, they both my daughter. 11, and this one is 4. Yeah, almost 5.
That's Wei Pang, their dad. He says these summer lunches are a big help for his family.
Prepare the lunch at home, we need to spend a lot of time, but if we come here, they just eat. Yeah, save time and money.
The Oakland Library is one of nearly 4,000 places across the state that feed kids during the summer. But getting them there can be a challenge, and a lot of families are missing out. About 2.3 million kids in California qualify for free or reduced-price lunch during the school year. But only 400,000 kids got free meals last July.
I think a lot of times when people look back on their summer experience, they remember going to the park and playing. They remember lots of fun, lots of free time. And I think it's important for folks to know that idealistic view of summer is not the reality for millions of kids across our state.
That's Tia Shimada with California Food Policy Advocates. Her recent report on what's called the Summer Meals Gap uses data from the state's Department of Education. Her office is right down the street from the Oakland Library, in the city where the Black Panthers invented the concept of free breakfast in the 1960s.
These summer meal programs are critical for students' health and for student development. And if we want to see kids in California achieve, we have to make sure that they have access to nutritious meals year-round.
That access suffered during California's budget shortfalls, as summer school programs that fed kids closed their doors. And with them went millions of healthy lunches.
Meals that are served outside of school and outside of structured programming are often unhealthier. And so meals at home, snacks at home, those can be not as healthy for kids. So they may be missing out on meals, but getting an unhealthy number of calories or calories that lack the quality of nutrition that they actually need.
And so researchers have seen unhealthy weight gain during summers. It's a pattern librarian Brian Boyce has noticed. He says these free meals are a solution.
Like teens that would normally go to McDonald's across the street are now coming here for lunch, and they and their parents can spend their money on something else.
But these programs struggle to get the word out. The USDA has experimented with EBT public assistance cards for summer food, giving families more flexibility. A number of reports have found that if low-income youth don't get the right food or enough food, they're more likely to fall behind once the school year begins. For the California Report, I'm Aaron Mendelson in Oakland.
To see photos and find a link to the list of free meal sites, visit our website, californiareport.org.